says by Rabbi Akiva, the Lashon Yerushalmi is when they would see Lehareg, Zman Krishma Hoya, and that's why he's Nishmas Yotze Be'echad. So he's Medayik, what's the Pshat Zman Krishma? So he said, because if it would be in the middle of first Seder, his Nishmas would have gone out with Baba Kama. He said, for Ben Torah, the Nishmas should be Yotze with whatever he's learning. It was Zman Krishma, so Nishmas Yotze Zman Krishma. But Volt Given Elshin Seder, Volt Smit Baba Kama. The next one is the first of a few kinnis that speak about the Churban of the Kehillas Europe. The Churban of Kehillas Europe, it was the first, it's the first methodical Churban, where there was Gzeiris on a particular Kehillah, there was Gzeiris on people. It's always been our history and it's always happened. But this was a methodical going from Kehillah to Kehillah. The Crusaders was the first one that they basically went through French and German Kehillas along the Rhine and slaughtered them one after the other after the other. The Kufa de Balatoisvis, the Kufa de Rishainim. We've mentioned many times that the Rishainim that we have, the Toisvis and the Rush that we mispalpal with such Nechusa, wrote it under circumstances that were horrific, and you don't find a word of it in the. It's the nechus of it, it's Baba Kama and Baba Metzia and Baba Basa. The Rush was nirdaf and persecuted. Balitaisis, some were killed. I'm not going to speak this, but different years we spoke. This was all the legacy we have from them. The kinnah here is about a kehillah. It doesn't mention a name. We've lost track of who it is talking about, but it could fit anyone. That's how terrible it is that when we don't have anything identified, there was just so many churbanis in that tkufa, such devastation of Klal Yisrael. Basically, German and French Jewry came to an end with the whole legacy of the Taisvis, Balatayisvis, and so on. Came to an end in that tkufa, but. You take a look at it and you see some very, very strong inyanim, but lazachina gadal cham l'toyra and so on. But the end of it is, it's the final point of it is, toyra, toyra, chigri, sak, vis palshi, bafarim. Evil yachad, asidach, misiftavruim, al toyfs, and shatayf, as imachmerim. Kal Yisrael says the real loss is that there's a loss of toyra. Every single person in Klal Yisrael has a certain nekuda. Every single person in Klal Yisrael is the one has a certain chelek of Torah that he can bring out. And when we lose somebody, the guf goes at some point. That's not the gvilan esrafin, but the Torah Klal Yisrael is gone, and that's the highlight. It's a very powerful kinnah describing all the different how they shechted each other and so on. And the end of it, the kinnah that he gives is Klal Yisrael is devastated from Torah. Klal Yisrael, if Klal Yisrael is not here, Torah is empty and we don't have Lende Torah. Hachishu mimeni v'adabeiro v'yavolaymo chomas ezak